Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hello. My name is William Nicolaitis.
How you doing today?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm good.
I received a letter for business loan.
Sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the letter you received from us?
Yeah.
Could you please repeat that back to me 4 digits at a time, and that'll allow me to pull up the information we have on your business?
Okay. Yeah, that's 2511.
Okay.
3701.
Okay.
0038.
Okay.
1612.
Okay, one moment, please. Mm-hmm. Am I talking with William?
William, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from William's Family Restaurant?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, just real quickly here. William, we have a new phone system last week, and we've had a couple dropped calls. If this call were to drop, what's a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
I'm calling you from my cell phone right now.
Okay.
610-823-0006.
Great, thank you. I appreciate that. I've had a couple drop calls over the past week, and I haven't been able to reach back out mm-hmm. to the customers. So I just want to confirm real quickly here. Is the business still located at 1701 Kutztown Road in Reading, Pennsylvania?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And then lastly, the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a S-Corp or a C-Corp, an LLC?
Yes. S-Corp.
S-Corp. Oh, great, great. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit.
I was looking at the unsecured loan up to 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, so how would that work exactly, you know?
Sure. So what are you looking to do? You're looking to bring on some capital to grow the business, or...?
Yeah, right. We need some extra capital, you know, and do some remodeling, you know, and stuff.
Oh, okay, great. Are you going to purchase equipment as well with that?
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay.
Mainly for, you know.
Operational capital.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. How much were you looking for?
Well, let me ask you now, because I do have one loan out right now, which I want to pay that off.
Okay, and who is that with?
That's with National Business Capital.
National Business Capital, and do you know what the balance is with them currently?
I believe it's probably. Last time I talked to them was probably maybe 65, probably somewhere.
Okay. So you'd want to pay that off and net any remaining balance for the remodeling. So what would be a good figure that you're looking for that could help you achieve all this?
Well, let's see. Yeah, pay them off and you know, maybe get an additional another 60.
Okay, so about 120, 130 total?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like you've had you understand what working capital loans are. Ours, I want to just tell you a little bit about ours. It works a little differently. It's based off of the sales from the year previous, and we're able to lend 10 to 12% of that to use as you see fit, you know, to expansion, inventory, pay down debt, you know, things of that nature. Do you know by chance a ballpark of what you did in sales last year, the business did?
Are you going to need any tax returns and stuff like that? Or?
We would want to look at the tax return just to verify your sales from the year previous and then the ownership. So we'd look at the first two pages of that. Or if you didn't have that, we would want to look at a profit and loss because these loans are cash flow based. So we just want to see that there's cash flow happening in the business to see what we can make available, if that makes sense.
I would definitely be able to give you, a tax, bank statements.
Sure. We would want to look at 6 months of those just to verify the cash flow. And then, the contract of the loan that you have with National Business Capital.
A couple. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then just that's the documentation that we'd really need to take a look at, or underwriting would, to get you some feedback inside of 24 hours as far as what we can make available for your business. Do you know what you did as far as sales were last year? Just a ballpark figure offhand?
The gross sales for a year, it's between 25 and 30 a week,
Okay. Hold on. Let me grab a calculator here real quickly. I can figure this out. Let's just say on the high end, 30 times 52. So right about 1.5 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, based off that number, we could probably make upwards of 150 to maybe 170 available for you, and stuff like that would be helpful.
It would be helpful. Another thing now, let's say, now just based on a 3-year, unsecured, and let's see.
I'll just give you a breakdown on how it all works. So the loans go from 6 to 24 months, sometimes 36 months, that 3-year loan that you're looking at. And there's a couple different options as well. There's a daily payment, a weekly, and a monthly. It just all depends on a couple factors. We look at personal credit. Do you happen to know, what your personal credit looks like? Is it above average, average, a little below average?
Average.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so we look at credit. And how long has the business been in operation?
16 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so we look at factors like that to determine where what tier the business would fall into. Is A-tier credit, B, C, and then that would go accordingly with the payment schedule. Do you have a daily payment right now with National Business Capital?
Daily payment, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and what are they taking out every day, or Monday through Friday?
$227.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to. I'm looking to lower that payment. That's why I was looking at a longer.
Sure.
Basically, what I want to do, like I say, I want to pay them off, get the extra capital, and if I could.
Okay.
So if I could have even the same payment or a little bit lower, because.
And is this a payment? Is it being causing like a detrimental to the business, or is it something that's doable for you? You just want to see if there's something lower out there?
It's doable. It's doable, but I would like to have it. I would like to get it
lower.
I could,
I'd love to see what we could do for you here. And it's a real simple process. And I could just shoot you over. We have a one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months of bank statements to verify the cash flow. First 2 pages of the tax return to verify sales and ownership. And if you could provide just the first page of that contract with National Business Capital, that would be the information that our underwriting department needs to have feedback for you and make an offer inside of 24 hours.
I can give you fax number. Anyway,
no. Do you have a good email?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was just curious if you had a good email address. I could shoot you out the rest of that information.
Yeah, 610. I give you a fax number. 610.
Okay.
9464.
So you prefer for me to fax it over to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in a different part of the building than the fax machine, but I'm going to email this over to the gals over in our funding department and have them shoot that over to you. And I'll just put the attention of William.
You would definitely need tax returns, or do
you not have last year's tax return?
That would be 2015, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We just need to see the first two pages. If that's not available, we could use a profit and loss instead.
Mm-hmm.
So either or.
Either or.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Why don't you, fax me the information.
Okay.
See what I can do, okay?
Yeah, would you like me to give you a day or so to gather that information and follow up with you?
Yeah, okay.
Would this be the best time to reach back out to you, too?
What was that?
Would this be the best time to, when I follow up with you, to reach out to you in the afternoons?
In the afternoons, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, alrighty. We will fax that over to you in about a half hour here, and then I'll follow up with you on Thursday?
Today's Tuesday. Yeah, Thursday should be fine. Can I ask you, though,
Absolutely.
Also, see here, she says secure loans up to 5 years, so...
Those would be, equipment-based loans. It's kind of like your car loan. Yeah.
Equipment-based loans.
Yes, and those would be the five-year loans. Those are, 3 to 5 years, monthly payment. It's kind of like your typical car loan, basically. There's no down payment required. And just a monthly payment.
The three-year unsecured loans. Can you give me an idea? What kind of payment? Supposedly everything is okay. Just so I have an idea. Right?
Okay.
Let's say on $150,000 or something.
Okay. Let's say how about we just use a year, because that's a nice round number. Would that work for you? So, $150,000 over the course of a year.
A year.
Yeah. Or would you like to do it longer, just to give you, or maybe 2 years?
About 3 years.
Okay. We can do 3 years. Divided by
36. Based on the
what? So, without any interest over 3 years, monthly, it's going to be $41,066 for $150 over 3 years. So, with, let's say, a good scenario. $4,166 a month, and that's without any interest.
$4,166 monthly.
Yes, and that's without interest, though. So we got to factor in the interest there. I'm just going to throw in, because I don't know what your rate was going to be, so I'm going to throw in just a hypothetical interest rate get you an idea.
Right.
Okay? Okay, so let's say over 3 years, hold on one second here. Okay, plus one. 6. So you're probably going to pay another $1,000 in interest a month on top of that. So you're looking at right around $5,000 a month over that 3 year period.
Mm-hmm. Is that for a 150?
Yes.
Or, well, it's a 150.
And again, that's just a hypothetical number out there. You know, it could be better.
Yeah.
It could be worse. We just have to take a look at your information to really get you some solid numbers out there.
Yeah. Okay, sir. All right. I'll see what I can do. Okay.
Okay. I will shoot that information over to you very shortly here.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye.